Yeah, I just kept the same weight and just try to get stronger. I mean, that's all you can do when you're away from football, and prepare yourself as best as you can. And that's all I know how to prepare. So, yeah, it was just basically the same kind of program.
What's the number, like 310, 315?
Yeah, around 310. Stayed right there.
For you, this is head coach number six. What's different about number six?
It's a calm feeling around the building. You just get a sense that this guy's, been there, done that, and he has. I mean, you look at his track record, but more so being around him, not just hearing about it. It's fun, to be around him and be back and, hear what everybody, was saying for a couple months that really is him. And, it's just, I don't know how to explain it. You guys will get a feel more as you be around him, more you're around him. But, it's a sense of calm and, a sense of we're going to do things his way, and that's it. That's the bottom line. There's nothing more to it.
And just having a couple of Super Bowl rings from the West, what's the value of that?
That's credibility. That's proven. It's been proven. So, we're excited about that. He's a proven winner. He's been in coaching for a long time, and he's been successful at it. He'll be here. It's voluntary. He'll be here when he's here. We love to have him here, but he'll be here when he's here.
As a captain, though, doesn't he owe it to the team or
a
guy who wants to be a leader?
When he gets here, he'll pick up his end of the bargain and pick it up.
Has anyone been in touch with him, though? Has anybody
contacted him? I haven't. Knowing Ndamukong, he's working out hard, though. I know that.
When you got a new coach coming in, trying to once again try to bring in a new attitude, is it wrong for a team captain not to be here, even though it's quote unquote voluntary?
Like I said, it's voluntary. I'm not gonna say it's right. It's not gonna say it's wrong. But we love to have him here. We miss him. But like I said, he'll be here when he's here. I'm not gonna say it's wrong. I'm not gonna say it's right. But he'll be here when he's ready.
How much is he missing in terms of putting in a new system and all?
It's just a new, little bit different defense, being put in, and when he gets back, he'll learn that. There's I don't know how many guys here at this mini camp, and there's a lot of guys that have to learn a lot of things, and for us to sit here and focus on Ndamukong, that's not fair to everybody else. I understand that, but I'm saying everybody does their part. He'll be back when he's back, and he'll pick it up, and he'll have to pick up, his end of his leadership bargain at that, when he's back, and he'll be back soon.
Why was it important for you to be your biggest?
Why? I got nothing better to do. Honestly, this is home for me. Michigan's home.
I mean,
maybe he's visiting family. Who knows what he's doing? Might be visiting. Maybe he's got something up. But for me, this is home. Yeah, I mean, it's drawing attention that we don't need around here right now. Like I said earlier, I'm sticking to it. He'll be here when he's here, and we don't need the kind of attention that people are assuming. He'll whatever he's missing, he'll pick up, and he'll be a great player for us. Well, we're here. We're making things right around here, and we're learning the new systems that's being implemented.
What kind of changes do you expect to see on offense? I know it's really early. Just starting.
It's hard to say right now. It's just right now it's picking up new terminology, new play calls. It's hard to say what Joe what. It's a wide open offense. We all know he came from New Orleans, so it's one that scores a lot of points if it's run right, obviously, and it's successful.
What kind of guy is Joe?
Oh, I like him. He's a stand-up guy. I mean, he's very likable. He's stern, and he commands respect, and he's very smart. What he does. It's refreshing more, it's not like, if it was exhausting for me, I wouldn't be doing this anymore. But you always believe, that, this guy's going to be the guy. And I said that about, you know, every coach that's come in here before. And, you know, I believe this guy is the guy. Yeah, I mean, you know, I've always been a team guy, and, you know, as long as I'm doing my job, and I should have a job on the field, and, you know, I can't, I'm not going to last forever, and, you know, it's not a position, you know, it's not an easy position to learn, but, you know, if they draft somebody new, that's, so be it, you know, I guess I get to, you know, teach them, and, you know, I mean, whatever, cross that bridge when it comes. But, I mean, it's, I'm not going to, you know, have any hard feelings or, you know, I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not that kind of teammate.
Not forever, but you've still got a couple of years.
I feel like it. Yeah, I felt good moving around today.
Here's what I think about Lombardi. You know, he's a first-time play caller, first-time coordinator. Is there any, like, sort of, he has to sort of wade into the position, or does he just, you know, right up front, that's take charge right away? You know, what have you noticed?
Well, I think take charge right away. I mean, this is the kind of situation where he's going to take charge right away. And, you know, just being around minds like Sean Payton, you know, I mean, you know, that no further than that.
You guys had a surprising amount of chemistry up front last year despite having three new starters. What sort of gives you optimism that you guys will, you know, be even better than you were last year? Did you do anything this offseason to maybe build on that?
Continuity. You know, we stay together. You know, our group pretty much stayed together. And, you know, our coaches. You know, even though we shifted, you know, Bobby came over and Heffernan's still helping us. Washburn's still here. So we got a tight-knit group in there. And, you know, we said we have some proving to do as an offensive line. And really, was that us? You know, is that us? You know, we'll see.
One other thing about Lombardi, you got a pretty much an intact offense. So who adjusts to who? Does he adjust to you or do you adjust to him?
I think everybody's willing to adjust to what he's bringing in. And... you know, obviously what we did didn't work for us, you know, whatever the reason was. So we're, you know, I think if you want to be successful, you got to be willing and able to attack it and adjust to, you know, the coaches coming in. And, you know, that's what we're all ready to do.
Hey, Dom, how much did you look back in the offseason at the way last season?
Yeah, I try to ignore it. But, you know, every time you have somebody to ask you what happened, you know, then you'd look back at it, see what the position we were in. I mean, shoot, we couldn't ask for a better situation. I mean, that's, you know, like when you know, when Jim got fired, kind of a lot of that erased itself because, you know, it's like a new era, you know what I mean? So I don't think any of that really tags on to these coaches. You know, I think it's cut, erased. This is a fresh start for these guys. And, you know, we wouldn't be giving them the, you know, the respect that they're due if we did, you know, attach that, you know, what has happened here in the past to them. Because, you know, they deserve a clean slate, too.
2012.
Last question, guys.
2012, you talked about, you know, sort of maybe being comfortable, you know, just winning and maybe not having that hunger after two down years. Do you feel like, I mean, how much more do you think that hunger is back?
I mean, it's all the way back now. If it better be, you know, after what we did last year, after... you know, after falling apart midway through the season, it better be back. I think it is. You know, guys are hungry. I mean, we brought in guys that's won. They won Super Bowls. You know, James, you know, Dig, Hedigbo, and Golden Tate, you know, who's fresh off of Super Bowl. So we got two Super Bowl winners the last 2 years. So it's good to have guys like that, you know, and we can feed off of those guys and, you know, just pick their brain, you know, adding more winners to this pot. It's only going to help and make everybody, you know, benefit everybody.
All right.
All right, guys.